I want to talk about the 2023 film titled Kandahar, which came out May 26th in the theaters and ran for an hour and 59 minutes. It stars Gerard Butler as Tom Harris, Naveed Nagban as Mo, and Travis Fimmel as Roman. This is a war-based movie. It is based out of Iran and Afghanistan. This film covers the CIA operative played by Gerard Butler. Using the IMDb description, a CIA operative and his translator flee from special forces in Afghanistan after exposing a covert mission. So what happened was Tom Harris was in Iran. They were doing an operation for the CIA, which was to destroy Iran's nuclear program by doing some sort of a Stuxnet-style virus infection and overheating their nuclear reactors, which was interesting. They were able to pull it off in the film. After that, Tom Harris, or Gerard, he was heading home. He was getting ready to go home, and he was pulled in by Roman and said, hey, we have another op we need you for, and it's also in Iran. He asked him what he needed. He said, I'm going to need a translator. So he was assigned the translator, Mo, short for Muhammad. During their special operation, they discovered that their identity had been blown, or their cover, and that they were now hunted and wanted fugitives, the two of them. What this film was about was them trying to escape Iran through Afghanistan and try to make it back, all while being followed in hot pursuit by an Iranian, I want to say special force, or Iranian, who was hell-bent on catching them, even to the point of getting a high-speed motorcycle and chasing after them. This film was interesting and entertaining. It's my kind of film. I love these wartime movies. It reminded me, and it had a lot of parallels to the recently released film The Covenant by Guy Ritchie, because it's in the same sort of area. It's in Afghanistan in parts. The film was actually filmed in Saudi Arabia 100%. Because it is too dangerous to go into some of those countries. I was disappointed to find out that the film was not in the theaters very long. I saw it on opening weekend. It grossed $2.3 million, and worldwide it has grossed just under $5 million. So it was not doing very well. I suspect it had something to do with the name of the film, and I do think that Gerard Butler can carry a film and is a well-known actor, so I can't put the blame on him or on the direction or anything like that. The contents of the film was extremely entertaining, and what you're trying to find out, are they going to make it out of Afghanistan in one piece? Are they going to make it out? They had to travel through Afghanistan to get to a supposed airbase that's still there, which I don't know that we really have any airbases left in Afghanistan anymore. So maybe this film was set back in time a little bit. I found the action to be thrilling, the suspense, the cinematography was really good in the film. I also felt that this film was maybe just a notch above The Covenant. I wanted to add that this film also hits you in the feels in a couple of places, so it also has an effective emotional impact. For those reasons, I'd have to give this a 5-star review, and I do plan on watching it again when it releases to DVD in a couple of weeks.